This is Dr. Bill Meehan, President of Jackson State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of the Department of Biology. He's here to talk about this area's forestry and ecology. Dr. Carter is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, what is significant about many of the mountain ridges in North Alabama?
Many of the ridges support mountain longleaf pine forests. They are part of a larger ecosystem that stretches from Virginia to Texas. And the longleaf pine forests are primarily located in the coastal plain, which is south of the Black Belt, and they once covered nearly 24 million acres, but they've been reduced down to 3 million acres. And the dry, rocky ridges of North Alabama and North Georgia support the rare mountain longleaf pine forest. And in this forest, you also find rare and endangered birds, such as the red-cockaded woodpecker and Bachman sparrow. Portions of Fort McClellan have recently been designated the Mountain Longleaf National Wildlife Refuge to protect these forests. And these mountain longleaf forests can also be found on the Talladega National Forest and at state parks in North Alabama.
Dr. Carter, is the winter and spring a good time for birding?
In the winter and the spring, there's the possibility of seeing many unusual birds. Extremely cold winters in Canada and the northern U.S. cause some bird species to head south. This results in some strange birds like boreal chickadees that may show up at your bird feeder. The spring is also a great time to see unusual birds. That's when the neotropical migrants are traveling through Alabama to their nesting grounds in the northern U.S. And neotropical migrants spend winter in Central and South America and begin returning to the U.S. in April, so keep your eyes peeled for those birds.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.